just a warning ahead of our next item. Some of you may find some of the details in this report disturbing. Few places will ever reinforce the horror of the Second World War and man's inhumanity to man more than the concentration camps that millions of Jews lost their lives in throughout Europe. Recently, over 200 students from Northern Ireland were given the opportunity to visit possibly the most notorious Holocaust site at Auschwitz-Birkenau. Organised by the Holocaust Educational Trust, it was funded by the Department of the Education, Department for Education. Our reporter Nicola Weir joined the group on their journey to the place where over 1 million Jews were murdered.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Elizabeth. I'm here to help you. Our driver's name is Robert. And welcome to Poland. Welcome to Krakow. We spent the full day together.
I would really like to gain first-hand experience I can take back to my own school and share with other people about the Holocaust.
Are you not worried about what you're going to experience here today?
Yeah, I am quite worried about how overwhelming it'll be because I've heard it's quite emotional.
I think it'll affect everybody differently, but that's why it's good to see it, because you'll get to see how important it is to learn about it.
Well, I am a bit nervous about it because we haven't studied it in great detail, so I don't really know what to expect, but I know that it does affect everyone differently and that it will be quite emotional.
I would know the facts about it, but I think whenever you see it in person and you see the buildings and see the places where all these terrible events did take place, I think it'll really hit home then.
So I'm actually walking up the steps leading to the village of what would have been called then Auschwitz. And walking up here is very poignant because on one side there would have been a synagogue, on the other side there is a large Catholic church. Now the synagogue is no more, it was burned to the ground by the Nazis after the Jews were deported from this village. And I think part of the reason why the educators here want to bring the students to this village is to show that at one stage the Jews and Catholics and other residents of this village lived side by side in relative peace until the beginning of the war.
This is a town that was very, very close to Poland's border with Germany, so it was occupied within days. And immediately, as was the case across occupied Poland, the Nazis subjected the local Jewish population to horrendous persecution.
Martin Winstone, you're one of the educators here on the trip. We are in a town that I would have called Auschwitz, but you're educating us here today because that's not what the locals like to call it.
No, I mean, this is a Polish town. People who live here today and who've lived here historically call it Oświęcim, the Polish name. In fact, though, actually, before the Second World War, the majority of people who lived here called it by a different name, Oświęcim, which is the Yiddish name for the town. Because I think it's important to understand that this is a town that ever before there was a site of mass murder here was a community. It was a community of Jews and Poles living together. And obviously that was all destroyed during the war. And from our point of view, it's important, I think, for students to understand that before the Holocaust there is life. And only then can you really understand the proper impact of the Holocaust, what it meant, the destruction of communities, of families, of individuals. And so we think it's absolutely essential to bring students to a place like this to give them some sort of appreciation of what life in Europe was like before this catastrophe happened.
Die Unfrage ist eine Frage, die aus den Ewigkeiten kam.
In a moment we cross the Wisła River, that's the longest Polish river, but here it's very small because we're very close to the railway. On the right hand side you will see the railway bridge, and you could notice the many railway trails on the way. Auschwitz was always a very good railway junction. That was one of the reasons why the camp was built in there.
So we're here at the entrance to Auschwitz I. And we're standing in front of the gate, the infamous gate that says Arbeit macht frei, which essentially translates as work makes you free.
And once we enter under those gates, it really is the main body of Auschwitz.
Yes, we're entering essentially Auschwitz 1. We'll visit the various barracks here. We'll see the various remnants and belongings of the inmates that were here and of the victims. And then we will make our way to Birkenau, which is the larger of the two sites, both in scale and in terms of mass murder as well.
And I suppose what is going to be most poignant in behind these gates is the shoes, the hair, the belongings.
Exactly. You have people's, or rather inmates' personal belongings, pots and pans, prayer shawls, spectacles, shoes, people's heads were shaved, so you have tons of hair here as well. So their personal belongings, and I guess objects that were very precious to them, objects that they, you know, would have grabbed, taken with them as they were forced to leave their homes. The entire camp itself, we have over 1.1 million Jews being killed, having met their death here. Just one of the, you know, six purpose-built extermination camps in Poland, but one of the key sites in terms of the Holocaust.
So we have just entered the gas chamber and crematorium at Auschwitz, and it's a pretty eerie experience walking through and standing in the same place that others died expecting to get a shower. And we've been told that about 70,000 Jews perished in there, and sometimes up to about 400-500 a day.
It was very eerie, I thought, and it would put matters in the air, I think.
What really stood out for you?
The gas chamber, I think, was the main thing.
And whenever you walked in there, what immediately came to mind?
Sadness, just like how can like a situation get that bad? The people are just led to their death and they had no idea.
Is it a completely different way you thought that you would feel?
No, I expected to feel sadness, like, but I was just shocked. Like when I walked in, then I just realised then like how bad it really was.
Did you think it was going to be this striking an experience for you, or is it more than you thought it was going to be?
It was definitely more than I thought it was going to be. I didn't expect to get so emotional and so many times.
As you begin your visit here into Birkenau, and I'm sure you're aware of the differences between the two, you can obviously see that. Whereas Auschwitz I was just an old barracks, this place that you're walking in now was designed. This didn't happen, didn't fall from the heavens. This took craftsmen, this took engineers, architects, professions we normally associate with making our lives better. But these people created this monster here, built simply to extinguish life as quickly as possible.
What's inside actually is very important. Inside there is a prayer bag, and inside that prayer bag is a shawl. The cattle wagon was brought here by the Lowy family, and Hugo Lowy was a Hungarian Jew brought here. He met his death here, and one of the reasons why he met his death is because when he came to the point of selection, he refused to give up his prayer bag. And as a result, he was sent to his death.
And let me tell you about a wonderful young lady called Teresa Steiner. She found a way to the United Kingdom, where a lovely family, a non-Jewish family, took her in. They fostered her. The family, in the summer of 1942, decided to take a holiday like we all do back home. And they chose to go to one of the Channel Islands, to Sark. What they, of course, didn't know is that the Nazis soon after invaded. She had a J in her passport, and she was brought here, and she was murdered here in late 1942.
You are here, you are bearing witness. You have heard from a survivor. You have learnt about the Holocaust. You're one of the last generations that will hear from a survivor. Your children won't have that opportunity. You have come to Auschwitz today, and it's so important that you go back and you tell others and you pass on what you have seen and what you have learnt.
And once there was a father and a mother and a dog. And once there was a house and a sister and a grandma. And once there was life.
Karen Pollock, you're from the Holocaust Educational Trust. We're ending the day with a beautiful religious ceremony, but what do you want the students from Northern Ireland to take away from this experience?
The first is that we are lucky enough to be able to walk out of here. So we're going to walk out at the end of the train tracks and value our freedom, something that the majority of people who came through those on those tracks and arrived at the selection point didn't have the luxury of having. They were either sent to work and died from malnutrition and, you know, starvation and, you know, forced labour, or were sent directly to the gas chamber. So one thing to value our freedom. I hope that the young people here will go away beginning to understand the magnitude of this tragedy, but also to consider what it means for them today. I think it's inevitable that they'll be sensitised, I think more sensitised to the world that they live in today, and I hope feel that they can make a positive difference.
You're back on the bus now, about to head home. What do you think you've got from this experience, and what have you gained all day?
I think we've all gained a more in-depth knowledge of the Holocaust and of the people who experienced it, not just the people who were like subjected to this, but also the people who inflicted it upon these people. It's really like humanized everybody involved in the Holocaust.
Seeing like the individual shoes, like knowing they were like the different sizes and the different like types, like it showed their different personalities and their different ages and genders and all, so like it made it more personal.
I think the whole experience was quite surreal today, and it was very fast-paced, but when we go away and reflect upon it, I think it's going to have a really overwhelming impact on quite a lot of us.
An incredible report from Nicola Weir there. You can go to our Facebook page where you'll be able to see some of the pictures that Nicola captured on her visit to Auschwitz, and you can listen again to her report.